With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfree. The State Senate Commerce and Energy Committee used its first meeting of the year this morning to work on closing loopholes for bail bondsmen. Larry Dieter with the State Division of Insurance says it's been a while since laws covering bail bondsmen have been looked at. Dieter says Senate Bill 38 covers some procedures that improve public safety.
Number one, preventing bail bonds persons from using their own license to bail themselves out of jail. There's no prohibition on that today. Updating licensing procedures, such as requiring bail bonds persons to report felony prosecutions to the division. Our other licensees have that requirement today. And then kind of the third addition is requiring a federal criminal background check on bail bonds persons. Currently, the applicants are only subject to a state background check. The current check could allow us to miss something in regards to a background with that individual.
Dieter says background checks are made on the initial application for a bail bonding license. The license is renewed each year. He says applicants are supposed to let the state know about felony convictions when they fill out their paperwork. The measure passed the Commerce and Energy Committee unanimously. A student has obtained a protection order against a high school band teacher in Del Rapids who apparently has since been put on leave. Court documents say the teacher sent sexually explicit messages to the female student via Facebook last month. A judge granted the student a protection order. The teacher has not been charged with a crime. A February 9th hearing is scheduled on whether the protection order is going to be extended. Yesterday, the school district sent a voicemail to parents about an alleged improper incident involving a school district employee and student, saying the employee has been placed on leave. Your South Dakota weather forecast reminds us of that winter weather advisory for the northern Black Hills until 11 o'clock mountain tonight. Cloudy and windy, snow likely in the northern hills, northeast and east central, chance of snow elsewhere. Snow ending after midnight tonight with overnight lows between 0 and 5 above in the northeast to the lower 20s in the southwest. Tomorrow, partly cloudy east, mainly cloudy west and central.